Hey, this is Derek from the metal band Conquest. You're listening to the Power Rock Podcast with Jim Madonna. Make sure you turn it up loud.
Hey everyone, Jim Madonna here, your host of Power Rock Podcast. I'd like to welcome you all to yet another episode, bringing you the best interviews from around the globe, from indie to mainstream, whether it be rock, metal, heavy metal, speed metal, contemporary, melodic rock, we got it all. And friends, today is no different, because I have on the line hard rock vocalist and guitarist, Mr. Derek Brumley of Conquest, supporting their latest album, Under the Influence. Derek, welcome to the show, man.
Glad to be here, Jim.
Brother, I got to tell you, man, what an honor it is to have you on the show. You know, I have recently been introduced to Conquest, and I'm here to tell you, man, I'm on fire for this interview because, dude, you guys got what it takes, man. You guys bring metal home, man, and I'm truly, truly, again, like I said, honored to do this. Under the Influence, doing these cover tunes are absolutely killer, man. So listen, let's go back. I mean, I know that Conquest had started in 1988. However, I mean, there's so much history there. You know, why don't we come up to, you know, some current days, and why don't you let the listeners know where Conquest is at and what, you know, what's going on with you guys?
Well, currently, like you said, we're supporting the Under the Influence record, which is really cool for us because when we decided to do a covers record, a tribute record, whatever you want to call it in today's world, it's not something that we were really familiar with. I mean, what I mean by that is we were never a cover band. We've always been an original band, even back in the day when we couldn't play. You know what I mean? So for us to do this was kind of a detour. Record label threw it out at us. We said, sure, let's do it. Started on it. Got interesting, got fun. Picking the songs was kind of a fun thing, too, for us. So, you know, it found us doing something that we were was out of our wheelhouse a little bit, but turned out to be really cool and fun. And my goal was to not mess the songs up, but and keep the feel of the tunes, but at the same time, kind of give it a little Conquest makeover, if you would.
Well, you know, I want to share that out of all the tracks on the album, every single track is well done. I mean, I've heard covers from, you know, all these guys, all these tracks that we're going to play. And I'm here to, I mean, Conquest has really taken it home, like I had stated, man. I mean, these are the best cover tunes that I have heard with hard rock metal ever. And it's well done tracks.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it a whole lot, Jim. You know, again, for me, it's one of those things that, you know, we're getting, you know, they ship it out. Dave ships it out and our management, Voodoo Queen management ships it out and everybody gets around town and all that. And you get opinions, you know, like everybody's got an opinion about everything. And, you know, we've had a lot of good words said as what you just said, man. And that really makes me feel good because we worked hard on it. But then you also got guys who go, oh, dude, you can't sing. You should never try to sing Rob Halford, blah, blah, blah. You know, I never claimed to be Rob Halford, never claimed to be Bruce Dickinson, Paul Di'Anno, never claimed to be Joey Belladonna. These are all people I worshipped and looked up to, you know, my whole life. So the way I view it is I would do my best to at least look like this. If Rob Halford ever popped in the Ripper or our metal gods, I didn't want him to go, oh, this guy sucks. You know what I mean? I want him to say, it's a valid effort. That's all I ever was looking for was people to go, hey, I can listen to that. That's a cool take on that song. You know what I mean? Wasn't trying to be better than Rob Halford or anything like that. We just wanted to give the music true respect and play it in the honored form that it was written in. That was our goal.
Well, what I truly, truly like about it is that not only is it, I mean, the great tracks, but you also put your own gift into each track. You know, even though, I mean, I could clearly hear that you're not trying to sound like a specific individual, but you have definitely taken a song. For example, the first track we're going to play is Antisocial. You know, you've taken that track and you've put your own twist into it, which makes it unique. It really does, man.
Yeah, but again, you know, when you grew up on, I've been a metalhead since heavy metal was around. You know what I mean? I'm old. I'm just kidding. What it boils down to is, man, when you listen to Antisocial, right? You listen to Anthrax do it, and I dig it. I like it. Actually, me and Joey are somewhat friends. I've had a lot of long conversations with him on the telephone some years back. But you know, you listen to these guys, and being a singer of my own, you know, you phrase things certain ways. You know, we come from the Midwest. He comes from New York, upstate New York. So the lingo of the voice is a little different. instead of trying to go, oh, I got to sound like Joey Belladonna, I went, oh, here's the lyric, here's the phrase, here's the placement, now go try to kick its ass. You know what I mean? That's all I did. All I tried to do was make it to where I felt like anybody else listening to it, we would enjoy it. Hey, if you ask Mike, the guitar player, or Tim, the drummer, or Rob, those guys didn't go in there and go, I mean, they wanted to respect the previous artists because, let's face it, we're playing icons, you know? But at the same time, Mike approached it with Mike's guitar playing and you know, he kills. And Tim put thunderous drums there sometimes where there weren't thunderous drums, sometimes where it was simpler, you know, played because of the time it was written in. And, yeah, so, again, with Rob approached it the same way. Root notes, yeah, the same, but everything else, we kind of added a little conquest flavor. So, if I want to listen to Wrathchild play exactly like Iron Maiden played it, I'm going to pop in Wrathchild by Iron Maiden.
Right, exactly, man. Well, let me tell you what, since we talked about the song Antisocial, why don't we go ahead and let the listeners hear it? So here it is, Antisocial with Conquest on Power Rock Podcast. Crank it up. right, we are back with Derek Brumley of Conquest, lead vocalist and guitarist. Man, I want to tell you something, man. You know, as I had stated earlier, just amazing job. You know, well done.
Well, thank you. Thank you again. Tuning, that's a cool tune that the Annie Stokes. You know, actually, a band called Trumps did that song, and Anthrax covered it. So we did a cover of a cover.
Right on. You know, Derek, let me ask you this, man. You had stated that you've been in the music business a long time. In your opinion, what has happened? I mean, we have seen a lot of pros and cons in the music industry throughout the years. But what do you think as a whole has happened to heavy metal in today's times? I mean, it seems like it's a really hard genre to reach out to people from, based upon artists that I have spoken with. What is your theory or your thoughts on the music industry today?
Well, I got a lot of opinions when it comes to that. I try to hear it later on, in our musical career as we are now. I try not to let it dwell. I try not to dwell on everything. But I'll give you my take. Basically, what happened was, from my point of view, you had something that went to its all-time high in the 80s on sales because it was something that was so overly marketed. What I mean by that is they took something that was very simple and plain and gaudied it up, if you would. Heavy metal to me was never meant to be a Superdome or a baseball field built. It's awesome that we've got those kind of concerts and that's taking place, but to me, it was always meant to be in a dirty bar somewhere, with 500 people sweating, rubbing up against each other. You know what I mean? At a heavy metal show. So I think when that got lost, it went superhumanly large, which was awesome. Again, I was in that era. I was loving it, loving every bit of it. But then, came along another music style, which was totally, totally based upon simplicity and their lack of big things, such as alternative. You know what I mean? They played with small amps. They got rid of pyro. They got rid of the big stages. Nobody was flamboyant anymore. Everybody, if you had anything on that looked cool, You were stupid, at that point. Heavy metal was a bad word in the middle 90s. They called it hard music, if you remember, So it's like, they pull the rug out from underneath of the style. And when the style is always batting its head against the wall, trying to figure out who you are, you get pushed to the back. Then the internet shows up, and what used to be a circuit, you had all these magazines, you had all these different fanzines, you had all these little small publications. That took place instead of you, like you're doing right now, with a podcast. You didn't exist. People called me. They'd say, hey, fill out this stuff. I'm going to send you a letter to fill in the blanks. That's what they would do. They'd print that stuff. That was your podcast, basically. When Conquest has been blessed, man, we've been lucky. We've never made it to high platforms or anything like that when it comes to over success, but we've got to play on some great tours. We've got to play some killer shows. And we've got to have a lot of fun along the way. And we've written a lot of music doing it. To me, the music industry has kind of pulled the money out of it, like everything. I mean, honestly, the world's falling apart. You know that. So it's just lessened, the value of it. For instance, you make a record back in the day, in the 80s, if you sold 100,000 copies of something, you failed. If you sold 100,000 copies of a record now, you're a rock star. So there you go.
You stated just a moment ago that you played a lot of shows and you really enjoyed it. What's coming up for Conquest?
Well, hopefully a lot of big shows and a lot of good times. But what we're doing right now, currently, we're actually doing like a lot of one-off because we're recording an original record. The tribute record was kind of thrown in at us in the middle of preparing for when we were in pre-production for an original record. So we went ahead and wrote about four or five songs, original tracks, and then we jumped over to the Under the Influence record. So now what we're doing is we're back over in the original world, and we're putting together a bunch of about another 5 to 10 songs so we can pick what's going to be on the next record, which will be out, I would like to believe, sometime in the spring through Dark Star Records, Sony distribution. So that's our goal. That's what we're moving for right now. Like I said, we'll play a bunch in the fall. We got a bunch of some stuff coming up lower part of Missouri, over in Chicago area land. We'll do about a 500-mile radius and cover a bunch of stuff, you know, in September, October, November, December. Then we'll probably go slight hiatus in January and restructure the whole show for the spring, you know, what we're going to do in the spring.
Is the album Under the Influence, is that available to the public? And if so, tell me who.
Yes, it's available everywhere. Hard copies these days are harder to come by. You know that they are out there. If you hit up directly, you know, if you got go to Best Buy, .com, or any of those kind of places, you know, getting shelf space is a task in today's world. So when you're Conquest and you're not AC/DC, you don't get that shelf space. They got them, but you got to order it if you want to go get a hard copy. Otherwise, it's available. Downloads everywhere. Anywhere you can find a download. It's available. You can buy it. iTunes, Rhapsody, you name it. It's available. Spotify. We're on Pandora. I mean, it's everywhere.
That's awesome. Next track I want to talk about, man, is The Reaper, Judas Priest tune, man. What an amazing song. I know that's very influential but to you because that's what this whole album's all about. But why that song?
Well, because when I was a little kid, I bought this record called Judas Priest Unleashed in the East, and I popped it in my cassette player. When that song came on, it was over. So it's been one of those songs that stuck with me my whole life. And so, you know, you're at the high school party, I played that song. You know what I mean? When you're at the other parties, you know, gatherings, all that, I say, hey, man, pop this in. So it's just one of those songs that's always stuck with me. I could never sing it in the past, growing up and so forth. And now I do an okay job with it. So I thought, what the hell, man? Let's throw that on there. Because, again, it's the only band that there's two songs on the record off of, Judas Priest. And that's because without Judas Priest, there wouldn't have been a Conquest. So that's kind of how that goes.
Well, personally, I think you do better than just okay. That's just my opinion, man. I think, like I stated before, man, the vocals on each one of these tracks are just, they're smoking vocals, brother. And so
I appreciate it.
You're welcome, man. Well, here it is, man. The Reaper with Conquest. Crank it up.
You're in for surprise. You're in for shock. In the London town streets, where the darkness falls. You least expect me. You turn your back. Shadows on the wall. This I'm creepy, but you won't repeat it all. I'll hear the warning, never turn your back on the river. Soon shake with fear, never knowing.
Once again, we are back with Derek Brumley of Conquest. And brother, man,
what's up, guys? What's up here today? I'm talking to you, Jim.
That's cool, man. It's all good, brother. Let me ask you this, Derek. How important do you feel today in the music industry is it to have a label, to be on a label?
You know, that's a good, really good question. And I don't probably have a really good answer because my whole life as a kid was, you know, you got to get on a record label. You got to get on a record label. You got to get on a record label. So we've been on a record label. We were on Mausoleum back in the 90s, which is a European label. We were on Metal Bastards, which is another division. We were on Gutter Records in the early 90s, which was a subsidiary out of Chicago. You know, I don't know. In today's world, I think that if you got good management and you know what you're doing, you know, in the recording business, which I do, I don't know. I think that our label does, you know, distribution is where it's at, you know what I mean? So it's hard to get shelf space, like I told you. But, you know, they got us all over the world, and that's a task that's hard to do in today's world. So, you know, good shout-out to Jeff out of Dark Star Records and, you know, everybody who helps out the band. You know, First Entertainment, great. Dave does great work with for us. Voodoo Queen Management does great work for us. You know, and there are lots of good local guys in the Midwest that helped me out over the years. I really appreciate all the help. That's for sure.
That's cool. You guys endorsed by anybody, or are you personally endorsed by anybody?
Yeah, we got some endorsements. You know, we've been endorsed by Jägermeister. We've been endorsed by Colcock Whiskey. My drummer's got headphone endorsements and drumstick and headphone and Aquarian drumhead endorsements. We're endorsed by Conquest Cables. How cool is that, right?
Not really. Wow.
Yep, so that's cool. A cable company that's got the band name. That's really awesome. So, yeah, we've got some endorsements. And, again, in today's world, endorsements focus on product, more or less. And what I mean by that is they're not giving you much money, but you're getting some fun out of it, and you're getting some product.
Right on. All right, Derek, the next track I want to talk about is Dead or Alive. Now, by far, in my opinion, this is your best track. Bon Jovi was never considered to be really a hard or a heavy metal band. But yet, you guys managed to put a heavy metal twist to it that I have never heard before. And it totally blew me away when I listened to this track. How did you choose that one, man?
That's funny, man. Ironically enough, so we're sitting around the round table getting ready to have rehearsal. And the phone rings and it's Jeff at the record company. He says, "Hey man, I got you a song on a soundtrack on a horror flick." And I said, "Oh, okay. We've done some of those before." So I thought, "Yeah, that's cool." And he goes, it's a Western, devil type thing, you know? And I'm like, "Oh, okay." And he goes, you know, we need some kind of Clint Eastwood sound and stuff. And I'm like, okay. And I said, "You need something like Dead or Alive, Bon Jovi?" And he goes, "Yeah, something like that." And my drummer goes, "Man, I got this great idea how we can do it." And next thing you know, we're downstairs, you know, in the rehearsal hall, putting it together and messing with it. And again, I've never sang a Bon Jovi song in my life. So that was a learning curve there, because I had to keep melodies, you know, but I didn't sing the way he sings. So some of the stuff had to go over my way, let's put it that way. I had to do it my way or I couldn't do it. And, you know, again, we're going to add heavy guitars. We're going to beat some drums. We're going to play with a little bit more bass melody than a lot of bands do. Rob's not really just a root note guy. So, but come into singing the song, you got great guitar playing, great drums, great bass playing on it. It just gave me the ability to keep the song original. But, man, at the end of the song, I was like, man, we can't just let this thing stay like a Bon Jovi record. So we gotta kick it in its ass and give it some heavy metal. And so that's what it turned out like, man. Well, very proud of it, mind you.
You should be proud of it, Derek, because, I mean, you know, it's a Bon Jovi track with a definite hardcore, or I shouldn't say hardcore, but just a hard riff Conquest sound, man. And that's what makes it unique. It makes it, that's what puts the twist on the whole song. It's not John Bon Jovi singing. You didn't want to sound like John Bon Jovi singing, and you succeeded at that. You did it your way. You kicked its ass. And here it is, Dead or Alive with Conquest. Crank it up on Power Rock Podcast. We're back with Derek Conquest. And brother, you know what? What I want to do is I'm going to ask you one more question, and then we're going to close it out with the track. And the question is this, brother. As we go through this journey of life, you know it's a hard life, it's a tough life. But when you pass away, man, and you go on, what type of legacy would you like to leave to your friends, family, and fans?
Well, I've been doing Conquest, man, since I was 13 years old. My buddy across the street had a little bitty amp, and I went and picked up a guitar. And one day, at another buddy's house where I played a lot of hockey when I was a kid, go figure, right? And he had a guitar sitting in his corner, and I traded him a hockey stick for the guitar. Ding, 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 ding on the guitar for driving my parents crazy for a while. I never wanted to learn nobody else's music. I don't know why, and I always wanted to write my own songs, and I couldn't play four chords, and I already had a song, in my mind, worked out as a kid. So the legacy, I guess, would be that Conquest has, it's very cool because, again, I can only imagine on a large level, when I say large level, I'm talking about your Metallicas and your Judas Priests and your Aerosmiths and then, your Slayers and those bands. What the amount of fan interacting and the good feelings that come out of that, got to be astronomical because on our level, we get a whole lot of it. And when someone says, man, dude, I followed your band for the last 20 years of my life, and, like just they did just the other day, and they point out a song that he's gotten through hard times and blah, blah, blah. And that's what it's about for me because that's what I've always wanted to do, is write music that people can relate to. If you ever listen to an original Conquest song, we talk about the dark side, we talk about the light side, we talk about life in general, we talk about a lot of war, talk about a lot of those things, but we also talk about just living and enjoying the life for what it is, because as some of us know, we don't always know how it's going to go, and I'm just thankful that we've got to do this for, this will be 1988, so it'll be, in 18, it'll be 30 years for us. That's a long time for any band to keep going, let alone a band that never got superstardom. You know what I mean? Basically, Tim's been with me since 1986, really. Rob played with me, believe it or not, even before that, back when we were little kids in Conquest, when it was a toy band. And then he came back and joined the band about 5 years ago again. And Mike joined the band in 1995. He was a fan out in the audience, and when the opportunity came up, he was just a right joy dramatically. And we've been kicking ass ever since. And what I mean by that is hard-working band, man. We work hard. We practice hard. We ride and we live hard when it comes to rock and roll music. So hopefully you guys dig what we're doing, and I appreciate what you said, Jim, about us, about the record. And, God bless people like you, man, that take the time to interview us and put our information out there. So big thanks to you guys. Big thanks to everybody who listens. And I hope the next record, when it comes out, everybody gets a copy of it, because it'll be a really deep record at the same time with a lot of simplicity wrapped all around it.
That's awesome, man. What a great answer. And Derek, I just want to say to you, man, that I truly wish you the utmost success and that you continue rocking the hell out of people, man. You've done an amazing job so far, man. I'm thoroughly thrilled to have had this opportunity to speak with you, man. And, just keep on rocking, brother.
Well, I appreciate it, Jim. You keep it up too, buddy. All right. I'm glad that there's great people like you out there kicking ass.
Thank you, sir. There's an interview with Derek Brumley of Conquest. We're going to play one more track. This one here is called Children of the Grave. I am Jim Madonna, your host. Peace.